Well, here we are on the eve of what is the revamp of the Furacier Nations Cup. And give a rider's perspective. How does it feel differently, and does it feel good for the sport that you've now got a sort of 18 nations competing at the end of the outdoor season?
To be honest, it feels like some kind of world championships here. I really have the feeling here when I'm walking around here and see all the best teams in the world that we're on the world championships.
And that must be good, because obviously the Nations Cup before, it was, I suppose, perceived as it was a sort of a little bit of a cartel, but now there's every nation can improve and know where they are ahead of, I suppose, the more traditional, the World Equestrian Games and Olympic Games.
Yeah, exactly. So I think this is a fantastic system, fantastic idea. Of course, also money-wise, it's very interesting. This is also something which helps to bring really the best teams here. But if you look at other sports, we cannot stay behind, and we have to see that we get these kind of finals with hopefully a big amount of money, and then everybody in the world also starts to talk about, because
half a million euros to the winning team. But from a Dutch point of view, obviously winning in Aachen, that was a big deal.
Yeah, Aachen is a traditional show, and Aachen is a show where money doesn't count, and really where the tradition counts and where you want to win as a rider. And it's one of the biggest shows in the world. It's the Wimbledon of the horse sport.
And obviously from a Dutch team's point of view, obviously the first hurdle is to make sure you get through to Sunday's final. Does the team, when you're talking, do you feel as if you've got the horsepower to do that?
Well, I must say we are struggling a little bit this year. We are surviving, but also struggling a little bit because two very good pairs of our team, Gerco Schreuder with London and Mark Houtsager with Tamino, who were competing on the London Olympics last year, who were very strong, were the top combinations in our sport, are not on the team. Also on the European Championships, they were missing. So that's hard. Those pairs, those combinations, you need to be really at the top nowadays on in the horse sport. So we'll see. We still have good riders and good horses, but we have to really have our good day, our best day to be competing with the top here.
And do you look around and say, who do you see the favourites? I mean, obviously, Britain seem to be winning everything, but there's no Germany here. So almost in ways, it's sort of opened the door for a team to come through.
Yeah, sure, Britain is for sure the favourite at the moment. But, there's a lot of other strong countries. If I see the team from United States, is very strong, I think, the team here. And Ireland always has a strong team, and it's a very open game here, and we hope to qualify for Sunday.
Brilliant. Thank you.